感谢主的带领，也欢迎我们从外地来的朋友，或者是我们主内的弟兄姊妹们。
Thank God for His guidance, and we welcome our brothers and sisters visiting us from afar, and also our brothers and sisters at this local church.
在这安闲的安息日的气氛下，我们来崇拜神是一件喜事。
It is a great thing to be able to worship God under this joyful atmosphere.
那我们查考道理，就是要知道神在历史上的作为。
The reason we study the Bible is so that we can know God's work in the history.
还有神跟人之间的关系。
And God's relationship with men.
最重要的，我们在奔跑天国的道路。能够学习更多神的旨意。
And most of all, on our journey to heaven, we can learn more about God's will.
在学习神的旨意当中，这个圣经这个文本，它的内容跟它的经义，应该让我们很深刻的来学习。
So in
来福音在心胸中的。
In studying the Bible, all the content and the teaching the Bible is something that we all need to remember and impress it deep in our hearts.
我们今天早上来看诗篇，所谓的朝圣诗篇里头的84篇。
So this morning we'd like to study Psalm chapter 84.
那称为朝圣的 pilgrimage.
It is one of the hymns of the pilgrimage.
因为古代以来，圣徒他都以神的圣殿山圣殿为他们向心力。一个生活重要的追求目标。
So in the history, all the saints, in the Old Testament, they, all focused, placed their focus, centrally towards the sanctuary.
所以有几个重要的名词，像耶路撒冷，或者锡安，或者圣殿山，都是很重要的一个，不但是象征，而且是信仰的实际，他追求的目标。
And there are a few terms in the Bible, for example, Jerusalem, Zion, or the Mount of Sanctuary. Those are all terms that they're not just symbolic, but they actually have spiritual meanings.
那当然，圣殿处于这个锡安，或者叫做耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷，这是平安城。
And the sanctuary is in Zion in Jerusalem, and Jerusalem represents a city of peace.
它从地理高度来讲，大概有800公尺，大概3000英尺左右。
It is about 300 miles above sea level.
300 meter.
Oh, 300 meter above.
这个高 elevation 这高度。
And it's 300 meter elevation.
所以你从东边、从北边、从西边海或从南边的旱地，都是要往着高处走。
And so everywhere you go, doesn't matter what direction, you have to go up the hill to get to the Jerusalem city.
所以说这是为世界的一个高峰。
And it's one of the peaks in the world.
而且根据以西结书的第38章第5节，还有5章里头有2节地方都提到它是地球的肚脐，肚脐就是地球的中心。
And in Ezekiel chapter 5, it records that this is a center of the earth.
那这个很重要的观念就是是地之中央。
And this is a very important concept that is the center of the world.
从圣经地理来看也是这样子的。
And from the geography of the Bible, this is true.
从宗教理念来看更是如此。
And from the standpoint of the religion, this is even more true.
因为这里有神的圣殿，所以就是地球的中心，也是世界的高峰。
And because that's where the God sanctuary resides, so that is the center of their faith and also the peak of the world.
所以四方八面都要往着这个中心，这个、高处来行走，来奔向，来归流。
And so from all direction of the earth, they must all go uphill towards the city.
那么以色列的圣殿山正合乎这个两重的意义。
And so the sanctuary mountain of Israel fits this even more.
因为圣殿所拜的神不是一般神祇或是偶像。
Because the God that we worship in the sanctuary is not just a regular God or an idol.
他是天上的真神，创造万物。而且赐予生命万物的一位真神。
He is a true God, the God that gives lives, the God that created everything.
而且他对以色列民族历史来看是救赎的上主。
And he is the God that's a savior for the Israel nation.
跟百姓有契约的历史关系。
And he has a historical covenant with his people.
所以从神来看，以色列是他的拣选的百姓，他立约的就是拣选的 民族。
From the divine perspective, the Israelites are His chosen people, His chosen nation.
对百姓来说
，and for the Israelites,
是拣选拯救他们的神。
He is a God that had chosen them and saved them.
而且神厚赐百物。
And God gave them everything.
给自然人世间一种生活动作气息。
And He gives breath. He gives all the lives in this earth.
所以人不能离开这个崇拜的中心。
And that is why for men we cannot leave this center of worship.
这位创造救赎生命主。
And a God that gives us life that saves us.
因此我们提到这个圣殿或者说真神一定要有这样很多元的意义在里头。
And so we mentioned God and temple and sanctuary, it has a lot of meanings.
因为这是真实的信仰。
Because this is a true faith.
也是选民历史中的实际的体验。
And this is the real experience for the chosen people, the Israelites.
那今天我们在查考圣经。
So today as we study the Bible.
也就把这些生活跟信仰的现实体现在我们的面前。
And so the experience of the religion, their faith, is every part of our lives.
那在新约旧约都是一样的道理的。
And that same teaching applies to both Old and New Testament.
旧约所说的圣殿山或者真神是生命救赎主。
The Mount of Temple or Sanctuary or the God the Savior mentioned in the Old Testament.
都已经具体化到主耶稣跟他的属灵国度里头来的。
And has materialized into the kingdom of God and Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们查考旧约要想到新约。
So when we study the Old Testament, we must think about the New Testament.
新约要有旧约的影儿。
And the New Testament must have the shadow of the Old Testament.
这样的形影跟现在的实际教会跟我们信仰生活的体验合成一体。
And that relationship has to become one with our experience of faith.
用这样的生活的活现信仰，我们读圣经就很有欣慰了。
And with our life experience, we apply that as we read the Bible will become interesting to us.
而且很有意义。
And it becomes even more meaningful.
那其实对我们自己的得救功夫也是有加力的作用的。
And this also will add strength upon our cultivation, spiritual cultivation.
我们现在来看诗篇八十四篇。
So with that in mind, let's turn to Psalm 84.
我们说的朝圣诗歌和朝圣诗篇。
So this is the Psalm of Pilgrimage, as we mentioned.
在诗篇里头，你可以找出来。
So you can identify those books, those chapters in the book of Psalms.
这是很主题、很鲜明的一个，就是说一个形象，就是说百姓如何到神的殿去朝拜。
And this is a very clear action as the people go towards the sanctuary to worship God.
他们从地球这个以色列的中央，在五湖四海，就在四方八达地方，往着这个中心点朝拜去。
With all the directions, from all the directions in the earth, they all go towards the center, to Jerusalem.
而且这个朝圣的过程朝圣的心机都表现在他们的唱词、作曲或者说 提诗的这个字眼上头。
And their heart of worship, their pilgrimage, it's all demonstrated in as they sing their way to Jerusalem.
他们有时候在路上唱着，或者在登上往这圣殿在行走当中会唱诗。
And as they're on their pilgrimage, they will sing hymns to God.
那月观、年观，他们在做采诗和作诗的时候，也会以这个主题来填词。
And all the poets and the people, the musicians, they will also fill in the lyrics based on what they're seeing.
所以他们题旨就是要彰显他们爱神、朝拜神、神如何的施恩眷顾的整个心情跟体验。
And the purpose of the hymn is to demonstrate how they worship God and how God had mercy upon them and saved them.
假定没有神跟百姓的这种历史契约关系，神的眷顾、神的恩眷、神的同在，没有办法做出这样的词字词的。
If not for the covenant of God and people and God's mercy, they will not be able to fill in these kind of lyrics.
好，我们现在来看八十篇。
So let's look at 84.
这可以分三段。
You can divide this into three sections.
第一段描写神的殿宇是他们心中所渴慕的。
And the first part it records that God's courts is what they cry after.
很多的朝圣客很喜欢住在神的圣殿当中。
Many of the pilgrimages, they like to live in the courts of God.
那会像诗篇122篇也是一个朝圣诗。
And Psalm chapter 122 is also another pilgrimage song.
他们就喜欢瞻仰着神的圣殿，他的整个宫，整个殿的华美。
And they like to look upon the tabernacle of God and enjoy the how majestic it is.
因为耶路撒冷有神啊所立的大卫的王宫。
Because in Jerusalem there is the palace of David that he established.
有神的圣殿。
And there is the sanctuary of God.
而且排列很整齐，很华美。
And it's very well organized and is beautiful.
所以朝圣客很喜欢这样瞻仰、这样的浏览、这样的眷恋在。或者居住在这个城殿里头。
That's why the worshippers, the pilgrimage, they like to live in that city, in that court, and they like to view all the work of God.
要是有人邀请说我们往神的殿，在神的殿去吧，那我心就欢喜快乐。
If somebody invite me to go to the courts of God, then my heart is filled with joy.
因为我心要以神的殿为华美。为我崇拜跟居住的中心。
And because my heart glads and joys after the courts of God, and I want to live in there.
诗篇二十四篇二十七篇都有这样的字眼，这样的心情。
And those words are shown in Psalm chapter 24.
所以说这第一段就用这选民很喜欢来居住，来瞻仰神的殿。
And the first section shows how the chosen people of God likes to go to the courts of God and take joy after going to the courts.
他们都羡慕说鸟雀都可以在神的殿的檐下来搭窝来居住。
And they are glad or they long after the fact that even the sparrows found home in that.
那是第一段的主题了。
And so that's a theme in the first section.
那第二段从五节到第八节。
And second section is verse 5 to verse 8.
这个是描写他们朝圣的一个过程。
And this describes the process of their pilgrimage.
就像你们要远行有一个目标。
Just like if you're taking a long road trip, you have a goal.
在路上你会经过千山万水。
And on the way to your destination, you will go through rivers or mountains.
我会经过高山低谷。
You may go into the hills or into the valley.
或者非常泥滴湿的这地形。
Or even go through areas that is very damp or very wet.
或者荒漠，如我们这南加州往东走的这个荒漠地带的干旱。
Or you may go through desert just like the area that's east of LA.
所以说在这种不同情况下，你向往着耶路撒冷和神的圣殿山。
And so with all these situations in mind, you're still heading towards the Jerusalem, which is the Mount of God.
他们心情就说我们本来就预备一年到头就是预备这个节期要去朝拜的。
In their heart they realized that they prepared themselves all year just to be able to worship God.
因为这一年到头有摩西律法所规定的要朝圣的一个节期。
Because according to the law of Moses they have a feast or a festival where they need to go to Jerusalem to worship.
这个可以从出埃及记二十三章。
And this is recorded in Genesis chapter, in Exodus chapter 23 or Leviticus 23.
所说的像是耶和华神的节期。
And this is the feast of God, Jehovah.
The festivals.
Or the festivals.
那我们如何的要去朝圣，来献礼物，来献祭，来朝拜神。
And this is how they should go about worshiping God to offer their sacrifices and their gifts.
那当然我们知道神，在旧约有七个节期。
And we know that according to God, there are seven feasts in the Old Testament.
那以后加了一个Purim, 叫普尔节。
And later on, a feast of Purim was added.
那公元前大概一个世纪左右，再加上这个修殿节。
In a century before, that they added another feast, feast of building the temple.
叫 Hanukkah.
Or it's called Hanukkah.
这九个节期是现在以色列可以朗诵出来的。
And so these are the nine feasts that all the Jews will be able to read out.
但这个七个在旧约时代的这个节期。
But the seven feasts that's recorded in the Old Testament.
以这个除酵节就是逾越节到除酵节这个礼拜。
And the week between Passover and the Unleavened Bread.
逾越节的一个晚上。
The night.
正月十四号晚。
The night, the 14th day of the month, and a week later is the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
再加上以后五旬节四四七七四十九，就是说五旬是逾越节以后的第五十天。
And about 50 days after the Passover.
我们称为这收割节。
And we call it the Feast of Harvest.
那再来在七月，就是我们大概我们的九月、十月。
And in July of their month, which is about of the seventh month of the Jew calendar, which is about September, there is a great feast.
比如说吹角节。
For an example, the Feast of Trumpets.
等于他们农业的农事的新年呐。
And that is their lunar New Year.
那再来就是赎罪日。
And then the Day of Atonement.
再加上有一个礼拜的祝棚节，很重要的祝棚节。
And there is a week, a very important feast, the Feast of Tabernacles.
七月是赎罪日跟祝棚节。
And so in the seventh month, there is the Day of Atonement and the Feast of
Tabernacles.
And they will choose that week to go and worship.
那在比较以后的世代,
then later on, the next generation,
文士或者律法师说, 要是外地的人一年三次去朝拜, 太辛苦了, 太耗费了。
The Pharisees and the scribes said that if they have to spend three times a year to go and worship, it takes too much time and money.
所以就规定一年只要一次重要节期去耶路撒冷。
And so they made a rule that only once a year they go to Jerusalem to worship, and that should be sufficient.
今天他们就是说在旧约时代后期，你可以看到一年一度的就朝圣了。
And that's why you can see that they are on their pilgrimage about once a year.
那他们是一直在准备着的。
And they prepare this all year long.
就好像你看到印尼的这些回教徒。
And just like the Muslims in Indonesia.
他们戴的黑帽跟白帽。
And they will wear a black or white hat.
就可以知道说有没有。到过那他们的 Mecca 去朝圣了。
From the color of the hat they wear, you'll be able to tell if they've been to Mecca to worship.
那以色列人也是以这个为重要的。
And the Israelites also view this as something very important to them.
真的要遵守摩西的律法。
Because they really want to observe the law of Moses.
要到神的面前跟神在约上的这履新。
And they want to go before God to renew their covenant with God.
就献上他们中年辛劳所得的这个成果。
And they want to offer the fruit of their hard labor to God.
也为他们一年到头所犯的罪愆和罪行来赎罪。
And they also want to redeem their sins for the past year.
或者是他们要祈求神在以后的年头可以给他们施恩，可以祝福。
And it is there that they will also ask God to continue to bless them for the upcoming year.
所以在这个这些心愿底下，他们来很敬虔的朝拜神，来献给神。
So with all this in mind, they want to come before God, and pray and worship God.
但是要朝圣的过程有时候是很艰难的。
However, the process of pilgrimage is not an easy one.
就像这首诗要这一段要描写。
It's just like what's described here in the psalm.
那当然第一节第五节说啊。
In verse 5.
要往锡安大道。
And that they go on to the way of Zion.
那意思就是说要去见神，朝拜神。
That means that they want to go see God, to worship God.
要去祷告，要去祈求。
And they want to go pray to offer sacrifice to God.
就是他们的心愿。
And that is their wish.
有时候有很多的阻难。
Sometimes there will be many obstacles.
但是他们预备要去，就得来成全这个心愿。
But they are prepared to go, so they must fulfill that destination.
所以他们要有靠主来得到力量，再鼓励上去，叫前往去。
So they have to rely on God to have strength upon strength to go towards Jerusalem.
所以靠着神。他们心中我要去，但要靠神有力量去。
And they want to go, but they have to rely on God, so they have the strength to go.
这是第一节，就第五节的那个重点。
And this is the importance of verse 5.
再来看到第六节说的会经过的历程。
And verse 6, you can see the places they will go through.
这会让我们想起大卫诗啊，叫二三篇二。
And that reminds you of Psalm chapter 23.
第一节他说神是我的大牧者，我不至于缺乏。
And in verse 1, it says that the Lord is my shepherd, I will be in no need.
但是羊不止在一个地方而已。羊这个羊
But the flocks are not remain in one place.
因为牧羊人会跟他们逐水草而行进的。
Because the shepherd will follow them and prepare the pasture for them.
那这个羊除了在静态的在水草这个 草地上或水边来安歇来得食。
And so the sheep, the flocks will rest quietly and peacefully by the green pastures and still waters.
他们可以躺养在绿草如茵。
And they will lie down in the green pastures.
的那种柔软的这个草地上头。
And they will rest upon that soft green pastures.
可以慢慢地细嚼着这个阴草。
And they can take their time to eat the grass.
而且他们躺在那个绿水旁边。
And they rest quietly by the still waters.
可以汲取这个水中的清凉。
And so that they can drink the cool waters.
所以这是静态的, 享受的。
So this is something that is quiet, that is enjoyable.
诗篇23篇那里接着说, 他们要行进的。
And but Psalm 23, it records that they will go forward.
那就他们的这个信仰的状态。
And that is the action of their faith.
意思说他们要在信仰路上, 逐水草, 跟着神, 跟着大牧者, 在脚中来行。
That means spiritually, they will follow the footsteps of their shepherd, that they will be next to the green pastures and still waters.
所以由静进入动态。
And from something that's passive into something that is action.
但在动态当中有一个很重要的关键, 就是他们行过死荫幽谷。
But during this journey, something really important that is they walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
就是说信仰上的阻难。
And that is referring to the obstacles, the difficulties of their faith.
也叫像我们人生路途上的坎坷不平。
And all the challenges of their life.
所以这是我们会经过的历程。
And so this. So the valley of the shadow of death is a journey that we'll all walk through.
那就像我们回到84篇所说的流泪谷。
And if you go back to verse chapter 84, the valley of Baca.
这个流泪啊，这个字也蛮有意思的。
And so Baca, this word is very interesting.
刚才英文的Baca就等于希伯来文的Baca，Baca就哭的意思，流泪的意思。
Baca in Hebrew means baha, that means to weep or to have tears.
但是我们住过阿里桑那或者南加州的人大概比较知道。
So for people who lived in Arizona or Southern California, you might be familiar with this.
这种干旱之地、荒漠之地长的大概是属于这相思林的，这种植物，黄叶的。
So in this area, the trees that grow will have this green leaf.
就很尖叶的这个沙漠荒漠地带的叶子。
And it's very pointy, and the leaves look like that.
那所以说，在这地形上，他们经过是像我们的干旱之地、荒漠之地。
So geologically, they have gone through places similar to a desert.
它其实有一种叫做 Commiphora or Pobalsamum 一种好像相思林。 那种细叶子的那个植物。
And there's plants that will have leaves like balsam.
所以这个花就开着黄叶黄花的小籽粒黄花一串一串的。
And it blooms small yellow flowers in per string.
所以它风一吹的时候，大概花瓣小微粒的花瓣会这样飘然。
And so with breeze, and all the flowers will be blown away.
所以好像婴孩的眼泪。
And that can be compared to as a tears of an infant.
那当然这里也有着凝湿的、很洼地的、很难走的路，就长在旁边。
And in that area, there's also areas where there are pits and there are damp areas that's difficult to walk through.
所以这个流泪谷就给我们实质上的地理景观，植物的生长的情况。
And so the Valley of Baca gives us a real description of the plants that live there and the geography of the area.
就像我们看到这个黄花、小黄花的。 是阿巴毛波迪上头的旁边的树木一样。
And just like we see the yellow flowers that are blooming on this leaf.
所以它是这样，风一吹就落英缤纷的细微的黄花瓣这样掉下来，像眼泪般的。
And when the wind blows, then it and slowly falls off and spreads everywhere like the baby's tears.
这个叫巴沙姆的一个植物了。
And this is a plant.
奉献花这一类植物了。
This is a plant called balsam.
但是呢，其实对这个行程，远距离来旅行的人来说，也是一个体力上跟心灵上的一个挣扎过程。
But to the pilgrimage, they have to travel long distance. This is a challenge in their spirits and also in their physics.
有时候我们走长路。
Sometimes as you walk on a long journey.
我们中国话说，路遥知马力。
And there's a Chinese saying that with long distance, you get to know your strength.
那你能够撑多久，能忍多久，能够坚持多好。
And it depends on how much you can last, how much strength and endurance you have.
就是你内在的坚韧力跟你的体力。
And that is a representation of your endurance on the inside.
但古代行居啊，行车啦，或者说走路啦，坐驴子啦。不像今天的交通情况。
And in the old days, as people ride on the horses or walk, it's nothing like what we are today. It would be a very difficult journey for them.
所以有时候会说，算了，坐下来，坐着，好像哭着，不想再往前走，太累了，太困了。
Because they're so fatigued, they might sit down, they might weep because they don't want to go any further.
有时候会唉声叹气说，罢了罢了，算了吧，不走吧。
So sometimes they will sigh to themselves and say, forget it, they don't want to walk any further.
因为路途那么遥，目标那么遥远，路途这么艰辛。
Because the destination is so far away and the journey is so difficult.
再加上我体力这么困乏。
And plus I am so fatigued.
所以说有点坐下来掉眼泪，这样艰难的这个过程。
And that's why they sit down and they weep because the journey is so difficult.
这就是诗篇二三篇那所说的死荫幽谷了。
And this is the valley of shadow of death recorded in Psalm 23.
这个再说下去。
And if you continue,
你看到这个人的尽头。
At the end of a man,
也就是神要作为的开始。
Is the beginning of God's work.
也就是说你在希腊谚语所说的了。
And just like the saying in the Greek,
就是说他们你看到的这个潮汐啊，这最细之低最低点，那也就是潮的转要开始高起高扬起。
And you see that the bottom of the water is the beginning of the tide.
You see the ebb, the lowest ebb.
Oh, the lowest ebb is the beginning of the tide.
那这很重要的一句话。
And so this is a very important saying.
你看到这个潮汐的细致，这个细致到最低退到最低点了。
So you see that the very bottom, the very low point of the ebb.
那又开始要进潮，慢慢的要在后浪推前浪的进来。
That means the tide is coming because the waves are pushing the tide forward.
可以看到这浪潮的高涨。
And you can see that the tide is coming.
那假定没有这个退潮，哪有进潮呢？
假定
退细，哪有进潮呢？
If there is no ebb, then there would be no tide.
也就是说，假定人在这个时候，假定就是说算了，不再进的话，哪有在后来的这在推动力量？
In other words, if you give up now and say that forget it, then there will be no force pushing you forward.
那所以说，圣经就是给我们补充了，神在眷顾人。
And so the Bible is telling us that God has mercy upon us.
神在体念人的软弱。
And God understands our weaknesses.
就在这个时候很干旱，你就看到这个神降的秋霖。
So during this drought, you can see the shower of rain that God pours down.
我们记得不管在哪个地方看到春雨或秋雨这个字眼。
And you've seen in the Bible the description of the rain or the fall spring.
不管在撒迦利亚书第十章或其他的地方。
Whether it's in Zechariah chapter 4 or other places in the Bible.
或以赛亚书的第五章。
Or Isaiah chapter 5.
都是在讲神给以色列民的一个定期的雨。
And it's talking about the shower, the season of shower that God has destined for the Israelites.
南加州有雨，这个潮湿的雨季跟干旱的季节。
And just like in Southern California, we have the time of drought and also time of rain.
因为就是地中海这样型的气候。
And because there are the weather, the Mediterranean weather.
所以九月、十月到来年的二月或者二月底。
And so from September, October until the February of next year.
这是雨季。
And that is the rain season.
有时候用春雨，有时候用秋雨来形容这一段的雨季。
Sometimes that period is described as a spring or the fall rain.
也就是说神在何西阿书二章所说的及时的雨，可以的雨。
This is a Hosea chapter 2. It is the timing rain.
假定没有下合宜的雨的话，
so if the timing rain did not come in time,
那这田地果园都要欠收的，
then they will not be able to reap harvest.
所以说需要有神应允天，天应允地，地应允菜蔬五谷。
And that's why God needs to give shower to the ground so the ground can give fruits.
那百姓就沐浴在神这个所降的 在阳光雨露之中呢。
And so the people, they are enjoying their lives under the rain and the shower that God has provided.
因为神在后世这个秋雨的福气给他们。
And it is because God has given them the blessing of the fall and the spring rain.
所以用这种施恩神的眷顾的形象秋雨来说，他要改变你现在所处的地形。
And so with that in mind, in the spring and the fall rain of God and the blessings of God, God is telling them that he will change their situation.
人处在要往这个神的锡安山去朝拜。
And we are marching towards the Mount of Zion to worship.
但实际上在靠着主有力量。
And that we rely on God so we can have the strength.
但是在行进当中。
But as we walk on this journey.
有些就这种阻难啊、困苦啊、劳累啊。那就让他有一种行不了、走不了、走不远的感觉。
And because of the obstacles and our physical fatigue, we might feel that we cannot make it.
所以就有点要作罢的那种感觉了。
And it seems like they're about to give up.
但是很感谢神的。
But thank God.
就在这低潮的时候，神就降雨。盖满了全谷。
And that during the low point of their life, God has given them a rain to cover the whole valley.
这是形象的描写，神的施恩，遍布他的恩典，他的祝福。
And so this is a symbolic description that God covers them with his blessings and mercy.
所以因为有神的加力，有神的这个施恩。
Because God gave them strength and mercy.
所以他们有一番的更新，有一番的重新得力。
And that they have regained strength and they are renewed.
所以再往前走。
So they can continue to go forward.
所以假定他们没有力，本来的力再加上有在外来以后加的力，他们没有办法达到目标。
If not for the strength that they had and the strength that was added to them by God, they would not be able to reach the destination.
所以第七节说，因为有这个神的祝福同在，跟他们的警醒自觉要往前走。
And verse 7 describes because God is with them and they have the self-realization that they must march forward.
所以力上。在加力
so that they have strength upon strength.
终于可以达到他们心中本来向往的锡安大道的最终目标。
And eventually they can reach the way of Zion that they wanted to go originally.
我们一读好像只有三节的经文。
And so if you read us just the three verses.
其实它在体现我们人生信仰的实况的。
But it is actually reflecting the real situation, the real state of our faith.
因为锡安或者圣殿山和朝见神，这是我们人生要走的，或者要追求的一个终极目标。
Because Zion, to go to Zion to worship God is the ultimate goal of our life.
你看诗篇二十三篇的最后一节，就是我们赞美诗出现的一个字眼。
If you see Psalm chapter 23, the last verse.
不是说一生一世要住在神的殿中吗？
And didn't we say that we will live in the house of the Lord all the days of our life?
要有恩惠慈爱跟着我吗？
That goodness and mercy will follow me.
这是圣徒的心愿的。
So this is a wish of all the saints.
所以我们在追溯圣殿的历史当中。
So in the history of pursuing to worship in the sanctuary of God.
就可以知道圣殿没有办法离开的选民。
And we can see that the sanctuary, the house of the Lord, is inseparable from the chosen people.
而且圣殿有它的这律法的根据。
And the house of the Lord is based upon the law.
而且律法有神颁布的缘由。
And the law was given by God.
而且这个律法在这整个民族信仰当中担任着很重大的也逆大的一个地位。
And the law takes a very important place in the religion or the faith of the Israelites.
所以当我们在查考圣经，
So as we're studying the Bible,
尤其看到律法这个字眼，
Or when we see the word law,
我们就想到神跟选民或神跟他的这个属灵国度很密切的关系。
We need to remember that close relationship between God and his chosen people and his kingdom.
再从人的方面来看。
And from the human perspective.
我们讲属于这个神的选民的国度里头。
And we belong to this kingdom of the chosen people of God.
一定有既定的实际的这个目标。
And we must have a real goal.
那就好像选民每年要往这个在节期当中往圣殿去朝圣一样。
Just like the Israelites, the chosen people, every year they go towards the Jerusalem to worship.
那除了朝圣以外
，In addition to worship,
他们每个礼拜的安息聚会
，That every Sabbath worship.
有时候在这所谓的宗教大会
，And or they have their religious meetings. Or religious convocations.
那这个都是他们真的用心灵跟他们口头他们的实际生活 来配合神的律法。
And that they, with their mouth and their action, they are changing so that they can be according to the laws of God.
我们仔细追究这些人，就说要朝圣的，要崇拜，那个基本动力在哪里？
If you look at these people, what is the motivation behind their pilgrimage and their worship?
一定有一个很重要的道理。
There must be a very important teaching in it.
我们先来看两节圣经。
Let's read two verses first.
请看以斯拉记的七章。
Let's turn to Book of Ezra, chapter 7.
从这个传道人带领人的立场来看。
And this is from the perspective of a pastor, a religious leader.
我们来看以斯拉记。
Let's turn to Book of Ezra.
第七章十节
Chapter 7, verse 10.
我们要记得以斯拉他是在被巴比伦掳放流落在国外的这以色列民回归他的第一批带领百姓回到耶路撒冷圣殿跟犹大帝的这个文士或叫祭司。
And as you remember, Ezra is the priest or the scribe that has led the first group of the Israelites as they return from captivity in Babylon.
那当然以后陆陆续续还从不同地方回归到耶路撒冷。
And after that, there are many people from different places that also have returned to Israel.
那也在他的这个年代期间呢。你可以看到这圣殿重建的这个奠基这个祭坛也在他那个时候做的。
And it was also during his time that the altar was also rebuilt in his time.
好，那我们现在就来看七章。
So let's look at verse chapter 7.
他本身有一个志向。
Ezra had a determination.
就是说请看第十节。
Verse 10.
他说立志考究还有个遵行神的律法。
And Ezra prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord to do it.
这是对要传达神的话语，教导百姓律法知识的这领导人来说的，这带领人来说的。
And this is a leader who is determined to teach and to study the law of the Lord.
你看他们真的要查考要研究
That they are studying the law of the Lord.
而且要自己来遵行
And they have to do it.
然后呢，在最后一下半节就说。
And then the second part it says.
要将律例典章来教训以色列人。
And to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel.
这里没有提诫命，但因为大家是知道是良心道德律了。
And here it didn't talk about the law because those are the ethical laws.
但是他要讲的律例就叫有些当时律法所定的这个规矩，叫宗教规矩。
And he's teaching the statutes that is the religious laws or statutes at the time.
再来应该是说那个 ordinances
or the ordinances
那这 statutes 跟 judgment 就在关于到社会我们做人如果互相对待的一些法则叫社会法或民法的一些条规或者应该做的 本分
The statutes referring to your responsibilities what you're supposed to do ethically and socially your social responsibility to the society
简单说就是说他自己要把这个诫命就再提醒就对了，但就是宗教律例，就是这些规矩跟这个社会民间的互惠，要对待的待人处事这条规典章。
In other words, he's teaching the Israelites the ordinances of God's laws and the statutes of ethical laws and how to deal with one another. Because the people need to be educated
才懂得律法
so that they can understand laws.
你看何西阿书四章所说的 四章所说的
If you look at Hosea chapter 4, chapter 6,
那都有说百姓要这样教导要被教导这神的律法或神历史上作为
And it says that the people need to be taught the works and the laws of the Lord.
但很多祭司没有这么做
But many priests did not do so.
所以神就要丢弃他们
And that is why God will forsake them.
这是何西阿书所强调的，祭司本分要把他所学的律法知识来教导给百姓。
And this is emphasized in Book of Hosea that is the priest needs to teach people the laws and ordinances of God.
所以说有很多要带领人，他自己要学习。
That's why many leaders they have to teach themselves first.
一定要进步。
They have to improve.
一定要恪守 要遵守。
And they have to follow.
他所学习的道理。
They have to follow the laws that they have learned.
然后他要教导、分享、按领分粮的、按时分粮的给他的会众。
And they have to be able to teach the congregation all the laws timely.
所以要尽心、尽力、尽意的。
And they have to do it with all their hearts, their minds, and their strength.
不像一般一个教界，一个基督教界，他要当着职业、工作的上班的时间而已。
It's not like other denominations. The priest is just a job that you clock in and out.
但是这是本分。
But this is your duty.
一个全体心力的投入的。
And that you devote it with all your heart and mind.
第一段我们查考。
And so this is the first section of what we learned.
再来看尼希米记的第八章。
Let's turn to Nehemiah chapter 8.
尼希米记他是公元前444年，他从波斯地回到耶路撒冷。
And Nehemiah is 444 BC as he returned from the area of Persia.
然后呢，就在耶路撒冷修筑被破坏烧毁的这个城门城墙。
He went back to Jerusalem to rebuild the gate in the city that was destroyed earlier.
那我们来看第八章有很动人感人的场面了。
And let's look at chapter 8, which is a very touching scene.
也就是说，他们在七月，就等于刚才说了吹角节、赎罪日、祝棚节这个月份。
And in the seventh month, which is a month that we mentioned earlier, is a date of atonement, the date of trumpet.
在第二节。
In verse 2.And first two, the first day of the seventh month, which is the date of the feast of the trumpet.
在圣殿的水门、城门这个水门、这个城门的宽广处，他们聚集。
And that they gather in front of the water gate.
请看哦，三节说他们从清早到晌午。从清早到早上11点、12点当中
，and that from the morning until the midday, which is about 12 o'clock noontime.
那他们就这都在读在律法书的面前，就祭司啦，就文士这些第四节所描写这些人的底下面前台前的面前。
That in front of the scribes and the priests, which is recorded in verse 4 in front of the platform.
听了能明白。
And all the people that could understand.
那听这文士他们朗诵经文，就是摩西五经。
And they were listening to the scribes reading the scripture, which is the book of the law, the Mosaic laws.
你看第五节。
In verse 5.
以斯拉站在众民这个台上。
Ezra was standing above all the people.
在众民眼前展开这律法书，就是他们宝卷，这个宝卷律法书。
In front of people, he opened the scripture, the scroll.
那众民就站起来。
And all the people stood up.
你看这个动作，一展开，众民就很肃立起来。
If you look at this action, as he opened the scroll, all the people stood up.
然后呢，就展开这个书。那这众民站起来以后，第六节。
Verse 6。
那神以斯拉就称颂耶和华真神，至大的神。
And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God.
在称颂的时候，底下会举手，他们崇拜方式、祷告方式举手的。Amen, Amen.
So their way to worship is as they as Ezra blessed them, they will raise their hands and say Amen.
这是一个心灵的一个呼应哈。要注意这个动作。
And this is an action reflecting the state of their hearts.
就是说，当在这宝卷或者圣书或者神的话圣言在这颁布的时候
，That is
在诵读的时候
，That is the scroll of God or the teaching, the words of God as is being read out loud to the people.
百姓是一个很站立、很肃立着、很敬虔的呼应、倾听。
And the people stood up with a very solemn heart. They listened and they echoed.
我们有时候看到外国的教堂，有的高像哥德式，它高达耸入的云天呢。
And you can see sometimes the other cathedrals or churches, Gothics, that is so the building is so tall it goes into the cloud. Why is that?
为什么你一进他们的教堂，他们的肃静？他们那么敬虔气氛。
Why is it that as you go into their chapel, it's such a solemn environment, atmosphere?
他会像这个传道书五章一节说，你到神的面前要谨慎口，谨慎你的脚步。
And you'll feel that just like in Proverbs Ecclesiastics chapter 5, as you go into the temple of God, you have to watch your footsteps and what you say. Because this is indeed what happens.
没有在教堂喝水的、翘脚了或者大声讲话的现象。
That they don't drink water, they don't lift up their leg, or they don't shout out loud in church.
或者都是很敬虔肃穆的心。
And they all come into the chapel with a very solemn heart.
因为就是 他们遵守神的话语说要谨慎要敬虔。
It is because they follow the words of God, that is, they have to be watchful and solemn.
那以色列民也是如此的敬虔。
And the same with the Israelites, they were also very solemn.
这个敬虔的字眼可以表现在他们对宝卷、对圣书、对神的话语。跟他们对律法的尊重。
And their solemn action can demonstrate their attitude towards how they respect the words of God, the scroll of God.
甚至他们进入神的圣殿那个严肃那么样的敬虔。
And it's just like how solemn they are when they go into the house of the Lord.
都可以在这里看出来的。
You can see in this passage.
那你看呢？他们应声举手应声说阿门阿门，而且第一手低头俯伏在地来崇拜。
And they raise their hands, say amen, amen, and they prostrate on the ground.
当然我们会说，假定你一天五次、三次或两次，那就这样例行公事，这样的时间到就朝拜，最终还是在心里。
Of course, it would just be a formality if three or five times a day, when the time is here, you prostrate on the ground and worship God. That's what's
因为宗教是重视这心灵的。
That is not as important because religion, our faith, relies on our heart.
然后是诚意的。
And how sincere we are.
由诚意流出的形式。
And from a sincere heart, your action reflects that.
由形式而表现，表体现内在的敬虔。
And your action reflects the state of your heart.
这以色列民在崇拜时候都体现出来。
And you can see that in the worship of the Israelites.
那你再看，请看第九节。
If you read verse 9,
他们听了这个神的律法在颁布在 传送或者朗诵很清楚以后
and after they have heard clearly the laws of, the, of God being read,
都感动的流泪 涕泣流泪
they were all mourning and weeping.
你注意看为什么会这样子
and if you pay attention, why did this happen?
好像你看浪子回头
it is just like the prodigal son,
或者久旱逢甘霖
Or if you are showered with rain after a period of drought.
或者你很少很少很少看见的很珍贵的你的追求努力的目标。
Or if you finally see the goal of your pursuit.
你达到了。
You see that you've reached your goal.
你感恩，你感动。
That you're very touched and you're very thankful.
而且会感动的流出这感恩或者是感谢的心这个眼泪出来。
And you're so touched by it that you shed the tears of thanksgiving.
那我们用这一段就是他们是好久好久以来没有听过神的律法的心情 来看
and in their heart they have not listened to the word of God for a very long time
因为他们几经风霜、啊、
it is because they have been through a lot of troubles they were taken captivities and they returned
在重建圣殿的多方的阻难
and they have met many obstacles as they're rebuilding the temple of God
还有很多的这样的破坏
and they have met many destructions
他们内忧外患
that they were being attacked within and from the outside
所以尼希米记在第二章你可以看到一方面在修墙又要拿着武器的
and in Nehemiah chapter 2 you see that they are building the tent, the wall while they're holding their armor
而且呢是要警醒
And they have to do it watchfully.
因为他们要努奋力地把这城墙修起来。
Because they have to try really strive hard to be able to build up the gate.
用战斗的心智。
And they have to have a mind of a war.
有防备的武装。
They have to equip themselves with armor.
来对抗那些破坏的，那不管是内在的或者外在的。
So that they can stand up to people that are trying to destroy them.
所以现在他们有机会读到这个圣经了，所以说的旧约的这个圣卷了。
So now they have the opportunity to be able to read from the scroll.
会想说从前他们圣殿为什么被摧毁
？And they reflect that in the past, why is it that this house of God was destroyed?
在掳放在流落四方的时候
，So while they're dispersed everywhere, taken into captivity,
没有圣殿
，There was no house of God.
没有办法回归来崇拜
，They could not return to the sanctuary to worship.
没有自主的独立的这样的邦城邦或者国度
，And they did not have any autonomy. They could not establish own nations.
所以他们一定会感伤和掉眼泪。今天可以做了。
So with that in mind, they wept and mourned because they did it.
所以这个时候，尼希米就这位省长跟他们勉励。
And so Nehemiah then encouraged them.
说不要哭了。
Says, do not mourn.
今天是我们神的圣日。
Today is the holy day of God.
要以神靠神而得到喜乐了。
And that you will rejoice because of God.
这就是你们的力量了。
And so that should be your strength.
所以我们有时候在这很多困难、疲惫或者阻难当中。
So many times during our difficulties, our challenges, or obstacles.
应该想到这些众民。
We need to remind ourselves of these people, the Israelites, what they did and their actions.
以神为大,
that they honor God as the greatest.
以神的话语为宝,
and that they treasure the word of God.
在这千载难逢的机会里头，那个聚集来崇拜,
and that during this very rare opportunity, they gather together to worship God.
因为他们城墙要完成了。
It is because their city, rebuilding the city was about to be completed. Even though they shed their tears, they're so touched and so thankful.
That
rely on God, they will receive the strength of joy.
所以现在来反观, 我们今天也同样的在修筑城墙。
Today, if we look at ourselves, we're also rebuilding the wall of the city.
我们也在奔跑西安的道路。
We're also on the pilgrimage to Zion.
我们是不是也同样的有这种象征性的或实际上的这多方的阻难？
Do we also have these symbolic or real obstacles in our journey?
的确有。
We indeed do have it.
譬如说我们来到神的这个圣殿。
For an example, we are coming to this temple of God.
我们要经过那多崎岖或者距离。 不同的这样的阻难的情况,
then we have to go through a long distance to be able to come here.
那我们是不是靠着神, 来得到力量?
But do we also rely on God to receive strength?
有时候我们坐下来想说, 罢了, 不走了, 不去了。
Sometimes we sit down and just tell ourselves, forget it, I don't want to go anymore.
这种心灰意难的当儿,
so when we're in the moment of being discouraged,
有没有看到神的确在眷顾, 需要在担待, 需要在带领的?
Do you see and realize that God is guiding, God's mercy is covering you?
即使可以转换这干旱的、不毛的、贫瘠的地。
In fact, we can transform this drought land.
因为神就像以赛亚书这四章以下所描写的。
Because God is like what's described in Isaiah chapter 4 and beyond.
他们回归路上虽然是沙漠的叙利亚和黎巴嫩的地带。
Because their journey of returning, even though they go through land of desert and Lebanon,
或者叙利亚,
or Syria,
但是呢, 神给他们有粮印, 有他们的甘泉, 有那个就是泉源,
but God gives them water and gives them fountain and stream.
那神给他们崎岖不平的道路, 好像夷为平地,
and God has made the crooked road into something smooth and straight.
这是象征说神让他们 化这阻难为平康大道的。
And symbolically, God is changing their crooked path into a straight, wide path for them.
我们有这样的朝圣回归重建的这样心智的时候,
when we have the resolution to return and to rebuild,
等于我们今天要去崇拜，要去侍奉。
In other words, today as we go and worship God, or to spread the gospel,
就要让神的施恩同在, 我们继续地往前行,
that we need to have the abidance and the mercy of God so that we can continue to march forward.
有时候心灰意懒了,
we may be discouraged.
有时候气力, 疲乏了,
we may be physically tired.
但是呢, 神会给我们, 秋雨盖满了全谷, 让我们力上加力行走,
but God will cover the valley with the spring rain so that we can have strength upon strength and be able to continue.
从带领人来讲,
from the perspective of a leader,
立志考究遵行, 神的道,
that they need to determine to study the law of God and to do it.
不是一成不变的,
it's not that they will never change.
或者说老套固步自封的,
or old school that they never break through.
应该前进再前进,
that they should be able to march forward and advance.
那些听到的,
and for the listeners,
会很敬虔的, 站立的, 肃立的,
and that they listen with a solemn heart as they stand up.
而且听到神的话也会感伤, 会掉眼泪,
when they hear the words of God, they will mourn and they will weep tears.
会由衷地说, Amen, 神是如此, 真的如此。
From the bottom of the heart, they will say amen because God is indeed so.
然后虽然是在感伤当中, 靠着神得到, 跟主见面的喜乐,
even though they are in mourning, but with God, they can receive the joy of meeting God again.
这就是我们信仰的力量。
And so this is the motivation, the strength of our faith.
愿主我们来从学习84篇的诗篇,
and as we study from Psalm 84,
回到这旧约时代以色列这样崇拜的真实,
and that we can return back to the real worship of the Israelites in the Old Testament.
看到今天象征我们在信仰上, 诸多, 那个困难的克服, 靠着神,
and that in our journey of faith today, we can rely on God and overcome many of our obstacles of faith.
可以, 我们可以立上加力,
With that in mind, we can have strength upon strength.
愿神带领我们。
So may the Lord continue to guide us.
请唱诗235首。
Let us sing hymn 235.